Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly. OpenAI just made a big move that could mark the beginning of the end of the classic type and chat ChatGPT era. They have acquired OpenClaw, in practice hiring its creator Peter Steinberger, and are betting big on agentic AI. OpenClaw is an open source agent framework that lets AI not just talk but actually act, browse the web, click buttons, run code, and complete real tasks like booking flights, managing email, or coordinating across multiple tools on your behalf. Think of it as a chat-first automation layer that turns a chatbot into a proactive digital worker. Strategically, the signals that the real AI race is shifting from who has the best model to who owns the most powerful, safe agent ecosystem. For OpenAI, OpenClaw's community and tooling drop almost directly on top of the ChatGPT user base, accelerating their push into personal and enterprise agents. But there is a huge open question: security. Giving an AI agent the power to browse, click, and execute code is basically handing it root-like access over your digital life. And anyone who successfully prompts or attacks that agent could ride along with that access. So, while this might be the next chapter after chatbots, it also raises the stakes for AI safety and governance in a big way. There is a growing shift in how we think about great engineering, and it goes beyond writing clean code. The Pragmatic Engineer recently spotlighted a new book by a veteran of Microsoft, Facebook, and Stripe that makes the case of product-minded engineering, a mindset where you are not just shipping features, but asking why they matter to users, to the business, and to the bottom line. One standout idea: things like error messages and warnings are not edge cases, they are product surfaces that shape how people experience your system, and they deserve the same care as any core feature. The bottom line for us as engineers, the profiles teams are hungry for right now, are those who can move fluidly between code and customer impact. If you challenge requirements, use what you build, and care about real-world outcomes, that's the competitive edge in today's market. How OpenAI's Codex is actually built and why it matters for us as engineers. Codex is now a multi-agent coding assistant used by over a million developers weekly, and OpenAI says usage has grown 5 times just since January. The wild part? The team estimates that more than 90% of the Codex app's code is written by Codex itself. The core CLI is written in Rust, not TypeScript, to prioritize performance, correctness, and very high engineering bar, but minimal dependencies so they fully understand what they ship. Under the hood, Codex runs a classic agent loop, assemble a rich prompt with tools and local context, call the model, execute tool calls like reading files or running tests, feed results back, and iterate until the task is done. Internally, engineers behave less like coders and more like agent managers, running 4 to 8 agents in parallel for future work, feature work, code review, security review, and summarization. They have built 100+ usable skills, from a security best practices pass to a IT skill that turns changes into a draft PR in one shot. Maybe the most interesting bit: OpenAI is training the next Codex using the current one, with Codex helping write and review the code that powers its own successor. If you are still treating AI as just autocomplete, this is a good reminder that the frontier teams have fully shifted to AI-first software engineering. In an AI first world, you should learn fundamentals, not chase every new framework. Most frameworks have a half-life of just a few years, while things like languages, protocols, algorithms, and system design last decades. At the same time, AI is already generating around 41% of all code, but nearly half of that code is high risk for security vulnerabilities and needs serious review. That means your real edge is not I know framework yucks, it's understanding concurrency, data structures, distributed systems, and clean architecture so you can debug, refactor, and make trade-offs when AI generated code inevitably breaks. A practical rule is spend 80% of your learning time on fundamentals and 20% on frameworks. You will always pick up tools on the job, but nobody will teach you system design and deep debugging for free. Laravel just dropped an official AI SDK, and it might be the moment where AI in Laravel becomes truly first class. Laravel's new AI SDK is now part of the 12.ex docs and gives you a native API for everything from text generation to embeddings and tool-based agents, all without locking you into a single AI vendor. You can swap between providers like Anthropic, Gemini, OpenAI, 11 Labs, and more literally by changing a single line of config. While smart fallbacks handle rate limits or outages for you, the crazy part is it's one package for text, images, audio, transcription, embeddings, re-ranking, vector stores, web search, and even file search. Plus, you get agents with tools, memory, structured outputs, and streaming, all listable with Laravel style fakes. And this keeps your whole AI stack inside the Laravel ecosystem instead of juggling random third-party SDKs. If you want to play with it, check out laravel.com/AI and the new AI SDK section in the Laravel 12 docs.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly. See you next week.